Now, an opinion issued by Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel yesterday countered a 2011 state Supreme Court case. It has some big implications for Wisconsin's waterways.
Schimmel's opinion would limit the power of the Department of Natural Resources to regulate high-capacity wells. It comes in the midst of an extended conflict involving the legislature, the state Supreme Court, private businesses, and environmental groups.
Joining us now to tell us more about the Attorney General's opinion is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
All right. There's a lot of pieces here, a lot of moving parts, and
yes,
a lot of players. Let's start with what we heard from the Attorney General. Who asked him for an opinion and why?
So who asked him for the opinion is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who is, you know, the top Republican in the state assembly. And that is the state assembly, which, by the way, has grappled with this high capacity wells issue for a few years now. They've been trying to pass a bill that was kind of to the liking of the business community, but could also get the support of members in their caucus, and they haven't been able to do it. So Voss turned to Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a fellow Republican, and said, we want you to address a few questions about how far this 2011 Supreme Court ruling reaches when it comes to high-capacity wells.
Let's look at these wells for a moment before we get to the nitty-gritty of what's going on here. These are high-capacity wells. They're pumping a lot of water. What kind of things are these wells used for?
Yeah, so these are not the wells that are, providing the water for a house,
yeah,
for example. I mean, these are for large businesses that have high water demands, a common user and somebody with a real big stake in what's happening in the high-capacity well debate in Wisconsin. Our potato and vegetable growers, the Dairy Business Association is a player in this, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, anybody who has a big water demands as part of their business uses these high capacity wells. And in the Central Sands region, where they're used extensively, you're seeing a lot of lakes, nearby lakes, that are dropping their water tables, drying up.
Right. And right now, if I want to start a well, I got to go to the DNR, right? I got to file for a permit. As of previously, anyway, the DNR could say, we're going to look at those water levels that you just mentioned, Sean, and see if this new well, right, would have an impact on that.
Yeah, so the case that we were talking about a minute ago, the 2011 Supreme Court race, gave the DNR pretty broad authority to evaluate this and to look at what a high-capacity well would do to nearby waterways. So, you know, just looking at some of the wording from that 2011 Supreme Court, 7-0 decision, by the way, from a conservative Supreme Court. They said, quote, DNR has the authority and a general duty to consider whether a proposed high capacity well may harm waters of the state. And just in very explicit language over and over again in this opinion, really a full-throated defense of the state's public trust doctrine, which basically says that the waters of the state shall be common highways and forever free.
Now, that's 2011, a state Supreme Court decision. Also in 2011, the legislature did something that ended up being part of this opinion. What happened there?
They did. It was kind of a huge step by the legislature, and a very boring one to talk about, but very important. And they rewrote how rules are drafted in Wisconsin. And rules are basically carry the force of law. They're the fine details of law. They're written by agencies to carry out a law, basically. And so what the legislature did with this law that they passed back in 2011 is they reduced the power of agencies to draft rules that aren't specifically laid out by the legislature and the governor. So really gave the legislature more power and reduced the power of agencies.
And so Attorney General Brad Schimmel gets called by the assembly who want to tackle this high-capacity well issue. What did he decide about the DNR's ability to regulate high-capacity wells, the use of this public trust doctrine? What did he have to say about that Supreme Court decision?
So what he essentially said is there's no way the Supreme Court fully considered this law that the legislature passed that changed the rulemaking process, because if the court had considered that, it wouldn't have reached that decision. I mean, he says that through those changes to the law, the public trust duty reverts back to the legislature, which is responsible for making rules and statutes necessary to protect the waters of the state. and that it was up to the legislature, not the DNR, to decide how these get applied.
You've got a Supreme Court decision there in Courier Font, a big stack of paper. Does that decision refer to this act from the legislature?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty plainly does. It says we have considered this law and it doesn't change our decision at all. So it's not like the Supreme Court was unaware of what was happening in the legislature at the time. They made note the fact that this new rulemaking process had changed. They said it didn't change their decision. And so it's pretty remarkable that Attorney General Schimmel came out with this opinion yesterday. He did kind of make reference to that footnote in the Supreme Court opinion and said, you know, clearly they didn't give it the full consideration that it deserved.
We'll hear what this opinion from the Attorney General could change here in the state in just a few minutes as we talk to WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, looking at an opinion issued by Wisconsin's Attorney General aiming to limit the DNR's power to regulate high-capacity wells.
And we want to hear from you. Do you have high-capacity wells in your community, and how do they affect you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you think that the DNR should consider the impact on local waterways before signing off on a new well? And do you see easing up on regulations helping Wisconsin businesses? Call 800-642-1234. This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about an opinion issued by Wisconsin's Attorney General limiting the DNR's power to regulate high-capacity wells.
And we'd love to know what you think about this. Has the rise in high-capacity well construction over the years affected you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you think that the DNR was overreaching its authority by rejecting permits for building high-capacity wells? Or if you're a business owner or you work in agriculture, would this change maybe help you? Call 800-642-1234.
All right, Sean. So the story so far, the Attorney General says, okay, DNR, go with what the legislature said. Take this narrower approach to your power to regulate these wells over what the Supreme Court said in a ruling the same year, both of these 2011. This is an opinion from the Attorney General. So what do we do with that? What happens with an attorney general's opinion?
So that's a good question. I mean, I think it's a big blow to environmental groups who kind of looked at this 2011 Supreme Court decision as really one of their major wins in a long string of losses for them over the past several years, as the state's put more of an emphasis on being business friendly, especially in the DNR. This was a case where environmental groups said, hey, this is a strong defense of what it means to be a Wisconsinite, to defend our public waters. So from that perspective, the Schimmel advisory opinion kind of shifts things back to what you might expect. I mean, business groups prevailed here. So what does it mean tangibly, though? Are we going to see more high capacity wells popping up? I don't know. I mean, this is Brad Schimmel is outlining what he says was the will of the legislature here and what he ultimately thinks would prevail before the state Supreme Court. But this is not a Supreme Court opinion here. This is not a law that
it's
was passed.
Precedent.
Yeah, this is an advisory opinion by the state's top lawyer. So you could speculate that the DNR might say, all right, this is what our lawyer has said is the way we should proceed now. This is how we're going to handle these high-capacity well situations. They haven't come out and said that quite so clearly, though.
Let's go to our callers now. We've got Matthew on the line in New Berlin. Matthew, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What do you think?
Well, I'm a private well owner, and if I had a high-capacity well that would come in my neighborhood and everybody else that has private wells, and it adversely affects us, the cost that we would incur just to have public water utilities put in would be astronomical. Some of the people who are retired on fixed incomes wouldn't be able to afford the $10,000 to $12,000 just to throw that in. But then take into consideration how it affects the natural resources and to recoup those resources after the water levels have been affected, let's just say lakes. Lake owners have water drop 2-3 feet. On some of our lakes, like Big Muskego just over here, it's extremely shallow. I would say the average depth of it is probably 4 feet. And that would be detrimental to wildlife along with recreation. So I believe that the DNR has a right to regulate that for common interests and not just businesses themselves.
Matthew, thanks for the call. And Sean, I imagine that what we're hearing from environmental groups disappointed in this opinion, I imagine they're kind of along Matthew's lines there.
Yeah, very much. And I think, you know, they'll point to that Supreme Court decision that said this is the DNR's duty. This is what we expect them to do. And that for them to act otherwise would be to basically not use the best information that they have before them. But the DNR is going to be, they're now getting conflicting advice, basically. There is this court opinion, but they now have the Attorney General telling them this is actually what would happen, or this is actually how the court should have interpreted it in light of this new and a rulemaking change passed by the legislature.
Matthew, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Julie in Green Bay. Julie, hi.
Oh, hello. I just have a comment, and I'm just wondering why the Republican legislature, who didn't like the answer that they got from the Supreme Court, went back to the Attorney General to get a different answer. And why does the Republican legislature think that they are smarter and better qualified to make a decision that affects all of us and our environment than the DNR, who are all educated in various natural resources?
Julie, thanks for the call. And Sean, some of the language I've seen from lawmakers has been along the lines of this should be in the hands of the elected representatives of the people instead of appointed bureaucrats of the DNR. Has that been the main line of argument there?
It seems like it has been, that this is their call to make, not an unelected bureaucrat is a phrase you get thrown on a lot. I mean, this conflict between legislators, more specifically Republican legislators, and the DNR is not new by any means. It goes back a long time. It is a popular agency for some lawmakers to attack in their districts, and because there's a certain amount of angst among their constituents towards some DNR decisions. And, you know, if there are some private property owners who feel like the DNR effectively gets in the way of what they want to do. The DNR's job is to manage, you know, the resources for the public, and that doesn't always jive with what a private owner wants to do.
Julie, thanks for that call. As we start to wrap up, Sean, this is just out, but a hypothetical but a very possible outcome is we end up back in court on this, an argument over high-capacity wells. It ends up coming back to the state Supreme Court. They've got their old unanimous decision. They've got this opinion from the Attorney General. What happens then?
I think it would probably be one of the most interesting cases to watch, because you wouldn't necessarily know the outcome. I mean, you could look at that unanimous decision. The court is slightly different now in its membership, but not a wholesale change there, and say, that decision is going to carry the rule of the day. But the Attorney General, who knows this court well, who has friends on the court, probably thinks that he's on to something here, and probably thinks this argument has a decent chance of prevailing.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, talking us through an opinion issued by Attorney General Brad Schimmel that limits the state DNR's powers to regulate high-capacity wells.
Coming up after the news, President Obama hopes a new moonshot effort will turn the tide on the fight to cure cancer. We'll find out how close or far we might be.
And remember, you can support great conversations, informative conversations like these, with your pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.